Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, or weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, I'm going to give you a couple of new tricks to suppress your appetite. These are the kind of tricks that are kind of off the beaten path. These are things like, this is one I actually heard on the way in, which I thought
Eat
was really
paper.
Interesting. This is with supermodels. Girls that are on the runway of
right.
Like when they have to go to an event.
Party? Right.
I'm talking about they have to do a runway shoot.
Right.
This is what they do. They leave shrimp on the windowsill until it goes bad.
So it stinks?
Until it stinks and goes bad, and then they eat them to give themselves food poisoning.
Wow, that's brilliant. Wow.
Food poisoning
and is some
good...
people think supermodels aren't smart.
But anyway, here's some real ones. These are actually ones that I think we need to look further into, but I found them to be very interesting. First of all, there's a study that's been done, and there was a study that was done in terms of smell and how you can trick your brain into thinking that you've eaten. And basically what you do is banana, green apple, vanilla extract. Those were the things that they used, had similar results, and they found that people were able to eat 2,700 fewer calories per week when they did this. So basically,
I'm gonna just leave a thing of vanilla extract next to me at all times,
and just keep
smelling it.
Right, and you got to smell it out of your right nostril.
Oh, come on, that's idiotic.
Cover
that
one nostril.
Make sense.
I think it affects the left side of the brain. I don't know if that's true,
ridiculous.
But I like that. I'm going to give that one a shot. Yeah. I think that's really interesting. Another one, Lee, that I found is that people that ate a half a grapefruit with each meal. A half a grapefruit with each meal. What do you think of that?
Grapefruit diet.
No, this is not a grapefruit diet. This is not that. But what they found is that people lost an average of 3.6 pounds per month for 3 months.
You know,
they did that.
I have anecdotal information about this because I had a grapefruit tree growing up and I was extremely skinny. And then I moved away and then I'm extremely fat. So I think that there is a correlation.
You think it has something to do with it?
What else could it be,
well,
really?
Well, here's another one. You know how people are so afraid of potatoes?
Yes.
You know, people are like, oh, potatoes
it's
make
not
me
the
fat.
Potato's not the problem. It's the stuff that goes on the potato that's the problem.
Here's the deal. There is an enzyme in the potato that obviously it slows down the breakdown of, you know, in your digestive tract. So it stays with you a little bit longer. It delays the onset of hunger. Potatoes have a lot of fiber.
So a baked potato, though.
Baked potato.
Right.
Right. Not the French fries and chips. No. So, make sure that you're eating baked potatoes with your meals too. That seems to help a lot.
And plain? No, you can't.
I like them plain. I hate them with sour cream and butter.
Really, I like butter.
I like them crunchy. I like when they get
the skin
real crunchy.
Some people don't like the skin.
It's my favorite part.
Yeah, me too.
I can just eat skins.
I know, but then they ruin the skins by putting cheese in it.
Yeah.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time. Keep well.